This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have the first half of a show from the Isis Music Hall in Asheville, featuring David Benedict playing mandolin, with his wife Tabitha singing and playing banjo and guitar. David and Tabitha are just recently married and have only just started playing together as a duo. Otherwise, David plays mandolin with two bands, Mile 12 and Cup of Joe. Tabitha plays banjo with Cup of Joe. She also plays banjo with Midnight Sky Racer. Their commitments to these touring groups is further complicated by the fact that Mile 12 is based in Boston, Midnight Sky Racer in England, and Cup of Joe in Northern Ireland. Cup of Joe is composed mostly of members of Tabitha's family from County Armagh in Northern Ireland. David's from South Carolina, so they split their time between the US and Northern Ireland, and between the two other bands for each of them. From the Isis Music Hall, this is David and Tabitha Benedict, The Foreign Landers.
Thank you guys so much. We're going to play a couple of songs for you now from the repertoire of Flatten Scruggs. I'm sure you're all familiar with Flatten Scruggs. If you're not, yeah, I hope so, because if I said that back in Northern Ireland, I would get a resounding silence in the room. So I'm just so thankful to play here in North Carolina and people actually know who that is. It's awesome. Yeah. But this is a great song called Don't Get Above Your Reason, and yeah, it's a fun one to play with David. Well, I've got a gal that's sweet to me. She just ain't what she used to be. She's a little high-headed, that's plain to see. Stay down to earth with me. instrument strings. Well, look here, gal, you better be yourself and put the other boys on the shelf. You're a country baby, that's plain to see. Don't get above your reason.
Thanks. We'll play another one from Flat and Scruggs. And I was just kind of thinking about this song on the way up today. We're kind of semi-local. We've been living in South Carolina for the past few months. We're actually getting ready to close on a house in Traveler's Rest, which we're really excited about, and excited about being closer to you guys. Only about an hour away. But on the drive up, I was just thinking about this song. It's a beautiful one from Flat and Scruggs called Rough and Rocky. And like that, yeah, you guys know this one. Aw, it's a sweet song, isn't it? And the chorus is, don't this road look rough and rocky, don't that sea look wide and deep, don't my baby look the cutest when she's in my arms asleep. And, you know, we've had to spend a lot of time on opposite ends of the Atlantic Ocean in our relationship, and it's so great to get to be in the same spot, be in the same country, and get to share music with each other, so share music with you all, so thanks for being a part of this. We'll try this one out for you, Rough and Rocky.
This song's gonna be rough and rocky if you don't let me tune for just a second, please. I mean, it might already be rough and rocky, even if I am in tune, but.
You guys enjoying your food? Yeah. We had the pasta primavera. It's pretty good. Yeah, shout out to the kitchen staff and all the folks waiting here. It's an awesome place, isn't it?
Thank you. and my arms asleep. When she's in my arms asleep.
So, as I'm sure most of you know, this year has been a strange one, if any. And I guess this time last year, David was stranded, is like how he likes to put it, stranded in Northern Ireland, which, you know, isn't insulting at all, of course. But literally, you know, we couldn't go anywhere and everything was closed. Like, I mean, everything pretty much was closed down. And he couldn't drive, so I guess you were stranded, actually, the more I think about that. But anyway, so we were over there, and I kind of finished this song during that period of being together there. I think I started it when David was living in Boston, and we weren't married at that stage, and I finished it last year, and it has a theme in it, and it's basically about not wanting to be stuck right in the middle of a city when something happens. And so that was kind of the view that I took. And I'm a country girl from Northern Ireland, a very, very small country and very small countryside. So this kind of resonated with me, but it's called City.
I guess now you're stranded in the Carolinas, aren't you? Yeah.
Except I can almost drive.
Almost drive.
There's no need to be afraid. See beyond the city gates, beyond the city gates. Hear me, stranger, just slow down and take the time to look around. There's no need to be afraid. See beyond the city gates, beyond the city gates.
Oh, thanks so much. Well, I feel like you guys know pretty much everything about us. We do like to travel a lot, and I don't even know if I've been to Mississippi before.
I think
I actually misspelled Mississippi on our set list here. I just spelled it Mississippi. Yeah, you can spell it.
We were homeschooled, so that's probably why. Mississippi. I didn't say it quite as fast as I once did a long time ago, but you're just gonna have to believe me that I can say it that fast.
This one's called Mississippi.
It's actually called Jump the Mississippi.
That's right.
Maybe that's why you spelled it wrong. You didn't get it right. Okay, sorry. Kidding.
All right, I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Much too long. If you can't get you down, if you came back home, I need you hold you, let me hold you tight. Tears keep falling and my eyes are blurred. If I had the wings of a pretty little bird, I would fly right to your arms tonight. I'd jump the Mississippi deep and wide if you was waiting on the other side. I need just to hug and hold you tight. Jump across and never get wet, right there by your side and said, yes indeed, everything will be alright. Waiting on the other side, I need just to hug and hold you tight. I'd jump across and never get wet, right there by your side and said, yes indeed, everything would be alright. I'd jump the Mississippi deep and wide if you was waiting on the other side, I need just to hug and hold you tight. Jump across and never get wet, right there by your side and said, yes indeed, everything will be alright. Yes indeed, everything will be alright.
So I think the last tour that I was a part of was the very start of last year in January, when I toured with my my brothers and David here in a band called Cup of Joe, and we toured around England and some of Northern Ireland, and I'm trying to remember what that has to do with this next song, but okay, I do know the connection. Okay, so with that band Cup of Joe, I have recorded a lot of Sam Henry songs, and if you're not familiar with Sam Henry, he was a really amazing song collector from Ulster, which is a province in Northern Ireland, and kind of like Alan Lomax kind of character. And he would go around and collect songs from people in the communities and different counties of Ulster. And this next song is one that he collected, and it's actually collected kind of not too far from where I live, or my folks live now. And It's just a really pretty song, and I found the lyrics in a big songbook of like 1,000 songs, and this one kind of stuck out to me, so I decided to get David to record it with me, and he graciously agreed, and we just released it on our EP that you can get online. We decided to release it as a digital EP because, well, you know, basically the fact that we've had no gigs, we can't really afford to print out anything. But you know, so we released it on there, and it's just a really fun one to record. So this is Leaves So Green.
Speaking of that EP, I don't know if you saw like these little pamphlets that we put on your tables, but if you'd like to listen to any of this music that we're playing tonight, you can grab our EP over on Bandcamp at that QR code on that leaflet there. But we'll play this one for you, Leaves So Green.
Senseless clip, I hope deep forgot. Oh, bear me, dearest, far away. To some green lonely spot where men with careless steps shall tread the grass upon my grave. But gently o'er my narrow bed.
I'm
from the Isis Music Hall in Asheville in North Carolina. That's the first half of a concert featuring David Benedict with his wife Tabitha. We'll have the second half tomorrow here on Scenic Roots on listener-supported public radio.